Hey, do you want to know a secret? There's no harm in telling you, right? You're not going to tell anybody. Well, I'm fucking my neighbors. Yeah, you heard me right. Neighbors. But you really want to know what makes it better? They don't really know about it. I guess you could say it started when I moved into my new apartment. I had just finished my second year of college and had been asked to leave the dorm for... well, let's just say behavioral problems. Maybe some involving balconies and public indecency. I will have to tell you that story another time, though. But anyway, I was moving into my apartment, you know, carrying boxes and things. At the moment, I was bringing up a box of my clothes when I heard a couple arguing quite loudly a few doors down from mine. I mean, they were really having it out with each other. I couldn't help but listen for a second. Something about her going clubbing and not coming home. I can't remember exactly, but then I heard movement, and I quickly walked towards my own door. That was when I heard a man's voice say, "Do you need a hand?" I turned around to see this deliciously good-looking man sizing me up with his eyes. I couldn't be the one to talk, though, because when I saw him, I did the exact same thing. And I honestly can't remember what it was that I said back to him, but the next thing I know, the truck downstairs is empty and there's a tower of boxes in my new living room. And we are fucking on my bare mattress. I am not even sure how it all happened. I mean, we didn't even get our clothes completely off. It was spontaneous. God, it was so intense. Just thinking about it again. That first time was just almost animal. Like, he was taking all his frustrations out on me, and I was more than happy to let him. I told him to come by anytime, and that his secret is safe with me. I know I'm bad, but I didn't care. He came back more than a few different times over those first few weeks. At first, he would just come over, and the way he would act was like we were just friends, you know? Like, just chatting at first about the apartment or how school was going. And then the conversation would turn. And we'd end up on my couch or back on my bed. This time with sheets on, of course. And the more he came over, the less we would talk. It developed into just, well, sex. But I wasn't going to complain. I mean, that's all I was looking for from him anyway. I let him use me like his own personal sex toy. Then that's when it got really interesting. There was this one weekend. I hadn't seen him the whole week. And... well, to be honest, I had gotten used to the regular sex, so I was feeling a little horny, to say the least, and I had been so preoccupied with class and homework, I didn't have time to get out of the apartment that much, let alone do anything else. I mean, I guess I could have gone to Greek Row for some fun, but I didn't. Instead, I decided to do some laundry. Which I'm glad I did, because that's where I first met her. she was in the laundry room waiting for her dryer to finish. I just remember she was wearing these short, worn-out gym shorts and a crop t-shirt. And she looked good in them. She asked if I was new to the building, and we just hit it off, I guess. The more we talked, the more I realized she was flirting with me. Before I knew it, we had both finished our clothes, and she had asked me up for a glass of wine. We walked up to my floor, still talking and playfully flirting. I thought I was going to drop off my stuff, but she stopped a door short of my place. And that's when I realized it was her. The wife of the man I had been fucking for weeks. I found myself, well, surprised, really. Because here I was now walking into their apartment for the first time, and I thought it funny that it was with her instead of him. I really thought for a second that this was her way of revealing that she knew to her husband, that he would walk in any second and she would say something like, "Oh, hi, honey. I believe you already know our neighbor. You know, the college student you've been railing behind my back." But that didn't happen. Instead, she poured the wine and told me how her husband's out of town for the weekend. Honestly, it was her that made the first move. And I didn't exactly try to stop it, but I didn't plan it. It was kind of a blur, really. It started with a playful joke, you know? Something about how not many people can look so good in laundry day attire. And then she kissed me. And before I could even process what was happening, we were in their bedroom. Her head between my legs, losing myself to the first orgasm of the afternoon. Well, the first of many, actually. We kind of went at it for a while, and she was, shall we say, very generous. And I had no problem returning the favor. In fact, before I left, she said she was looking forward to running into me again. What? You sound surprised. Like I said, it's not like I planned it. It just happened. I mean, does it make me a bad person? I mean, they would have cheated, whether it was with me or not, right? But I will say, after that, it was almost funny, really. I would hear them fighting sometimes. And it would get heated. Then either he would storm out or she would leave. But whichever it was, you know where they went. My door. I would hear a knock, and I'd greet them with a smile. It was my little secret, and they had no idea. They were both cheating on each other. With me. Sometimes I wonder what would happen if I told them.